A Brat in Heat by Possibly Provoked. This one was one of the 5 scripts that listeners chose for me to perform on Reddit as part of the 5,000 follower celebration. I'm going through them this month. I have 2 more to go after this one. Okay, well, actually, I guess 3 more because you haven't heard one of them yet, but I have it already recorded and I already have the commentary recorded. There are 2 more that I've not recorded yet. This one was so much fun. Now, I admit there's not a lot of action in this one. Really, it's a hand job and he comes on her tits. And I mean, that's hot. And she is the one who's pumping his cock. So, you know, if he was just pumping his own cock, well, I guess that would be joy. Anyway, and I guess this one is that too, because, you know, she's just telling him to come and maybe people at home who are listening are doing it to themselves too, and they're playing along. She can be pretty mean, but I did want her to be pretty playful and come off as that more than mean, which is why she does giggle a lot and her tone changes a lot. So she'll say something in a bratty way. She'll also say something in a seductive way. And it's her trying to egg him on and piss him off so that he will put her in her place. There was one point where I thought she got extra mean. And that was when she was talking about his job, where she's like, "You're a job." And she's like, "Let me guess what your job used to be." Garbage man, late night security guard, or whatever. Anyway, she's being a bitch. There's nothing wrong with any of these jobs, but she just wants to piss him off and upset him so that he will just take her, smack her ass, and fuck her silly, put her in her place. That's what she wants anyway. That's not what he has in mind, or he's just hesitant. He does eventually tear off her shirt, though. I don't know if it's because he's a sub and she keeps telling him to do it or if it's because he does want to do it and he feels like he has enough permission to do it. And, you know, he cares about his job. So he's trying not to lose his job since he just got the job. So he's hesitant to do anything sexual with any of the tenants, especially since she already talked about the other guy who got fired. And that to me felt like a threat. Her saying, "Hey, I can get you fired if I want. I got the last guy fired," without her saying that she was the one who got him fired. Now, did she get that guy fired? I don't know. I don't really see her as actually being mean, just a brat. So I think it was a little bit of fear play. The other thing about this one is she seems very juvenile. I don't do age play. So I'm like, is this character old enough? But there's the line about how she needs fresh pictures for today. So she's on OnlyFans. She does some kind of nude something or other. Although she was saying outfits. So she's not naked, but it could be lingerie. It could, whatever it is. Well, she's probably of age if she's able to do whatever on whatever website. Because a lot of websites, you have to be a certain age. So I take it she's older. I played her as being at least 18. I'm just gonna say that for sure. But there's the part where she calls her dad and she's like, "Daddy, and these are my jammies." But I think she's also doing that because she thinks that that's what guys are into. And maybe she thinks, okay, guys are into younger women, or she thinks that that's seductive because she's heard of the whole schoolgirl thing and she's, you know, 18, 19. So she's trying to use that to her advantage. I don't know. But it also is in line with like the whole brat thing. And if it was DDLG, that would make a lot of sense. It's not DDLG, but that's okay. Brats are brats. So I'm sure that it's just because she's a brat. And well, who acts like a brat? Immature children. You can definitely be an adult and be an immature child too. I love how it was just unplugged. And she unplugged it and called him over. But she did make him plug it in because that's his job, right? She really does belittle this guy. So I feel bad for him. But hopefully it's obvious to him what her goal is and what she's trying to do here. Though, I mean, I'm sure he feels sexually harassed and it's upsetting for him because he's just trying to do his job. He's not trying to get seduced by a bratty little thing. But hey, he got something great out of it. He got a hand job. He got to come on her tits. He seemed to really like her breasts a lot. He commented that they were pretty perfect, so. And he played with her pussy. He played with her asshole. He did all that on his own. He did not have to do that. So I think he was hesitant to go any further, but he liked what he was doing and he was having a lot of fun with her body. He probably will come by her apartment again for more. I don't doubt it. I think he was into it. I mean, it really was consensual. I don't see this one as rape because I don't think her threats are really, I don't think they hold any water. She's just a bratty little girl who's an adult, by the way. Now, for the air conditioner noise, something that I get worried about is noises that are going to be repetitive, something that you have to have going the whole time because I don't want it to be too loud and I don't want it to get in the way of the lines. I want it to be something that you hear at first and then just kind of blends into the audio. So you hear it, but you don't pay attention to it really. And so I'm really glad that I could do that with the air conditioner sound because that can be tricky. Sometimes where it's loud enough where you can hear it, you know it's there, but it's not distracting. I don't like using sound effects that are distracting because that definitely ruins the whole immersive experience and I don't like that. So with things like the air conditioner and whenever I have the hum of cars and things like that, I try to make them nice and low volume, so they're there, you hear them. Someone did comment that for them, it's like an asthma thing. They really like those sounds. So yay, I hope that it was the same for you. Because if you like asthma, that's kind of cool that, you know, my audios have asthma elements, especially because I'm pretty loud in my audios and they're not all that relaxing. So that's awesome to hear.